Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm L.A. Steele. And tonight we are going to do a little something different. I've done this before on other programs, but tonight I specifically wanted to do a tarot reading. And anyone who would like to have a tarot reading, may call us. And I'd be happy to do one for you. I've been studying tarot now for several years, and tarot cards are a phenomenal instrument to predict the future, they can be quite amazing at what they can tell. Especially in the proper hands. I'm grateful that I've been somewhat astute at this, and many of my predictions have come true. For many people. But I would, including myself, I do this quite often for myself. Tonight I'm going to do a specific reading on Barack Obama. Thing I had in mind for a while. I haven't done one for a while. But the last one that I did one for John McCain and for Barack Obama. This was well before the election. And I predicted Barack Obama to win, which he did. I also predicted something at the time that I hadn't realized until afterwards that I couldn't quite understand the surrounding cards, and one was a very strong female presence. And I thought at first it might be Michelle Obama, but then later I found that his top advisor was Valerie Jarrett, who was extremely his senior advisor, kind of like a Karl Rove to George Bush. And I didn't realize that at the time, but shortly afterwards I found that to be true. To the case, which clarified my reading. If you go to my website, I actually have that reading spelled out and shown on my website in my archives. And you might, if you want to know what they were, it was done well before the election. I think it was done in August or September of that year, or last year. Here goes. I'm going to do a reading on Barack Obama. And it's a 9-card lay, it's quite accurate. It has proven to be for me anyway. And my first card is the King of Swords, which is a fascinating card. Second card is the card, the Star. Third card is a Knight of Pentacles. Fourth card is the World card. These are quite good cards, very, very good cards. For the president. The King of Swords is an unusual one, is an unusual card for the first card, which is the present, features the present in this particular lay. I'm doing the first 4 cards, and then I'll be doing the following 5 cards on top of that. But just so you know, the first card represents the present. Second card represents the emotional state, okay, the emotional aspects of the person we're reading. The third card represents the intellectual state, and the fourth card is a result card, the Earth card. It's interesting that these cards come up because they're very much in educate the Barack Obama, as far as I can see so far. The interesting thing of the first card, which is the King of Swords, is the King of Swords represents a number of issues, a number of facets, but the King of Swords is the represents a good counselor or a professional person of service, doctor, lawyer, accountant, acting on your behalf, a clever conclusion to a dilemma. I'm reading this strictly out of this book because I like her meanings. And a man with many friends and connections, a person who can pull the right strings. That is Mr. Obama, no question about that. And that is Mr. Obama. The second card is the Star card, and that's on the higher arcana. And that is the what the Star represents is hope. And that is Mr. Obama's big thing, you know, hope. And he has given the world a great deal of hope. But unfortunately, he's having a lot of flack right now. The positive aspect of this card, it means hope. Have hope for the future. Don't despair. Be flexible and self-nurturing, and reward awaits you. Aid and help are on the way. And it's just, you know, you've come through something, and of course he did. He came through a remarkable election. So, and there's still hope, and there's still a reward ahead. And his third card, which is remarkable as well in itself, is the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles represents a safe harbor. It represents job done, basically, or jobs well being done, well done. Not complete success, but reasonable success in your undertakings, and that pretty much states what Mr. Obama is going through right now. It's a tangible attainment and a repose justly deserved, protection of resources and a person or situation of mutual benefit, a better solution through integrating forces and seeking resolve, great satisfaction, and growth of funds. Interesting. But what's remarkable about this is it states that, you know, the job is being done well, and you're getting through, it's working. I'm very encouraged seeing these, very, very encouraged seeing these cards. And the World card is the, also the higher arcana, is a very powerful card. And that represents, well, not only positivity, but it represents balance, and it represents fame, and it represents a positive outreach to the world. And it means that doorways are opening to a new life and healing opportunity, birth of ideas and of opportunities. Well-deserved luck. You have passed the test, new cycles of achievement through cosmic and spiritual consciousness. So, in the most positive sense that there is, reading these cards, you have to understand that this card represents that he's achieving what he's set out to do. And again, for those of you who just joined us, we are I'm doing a tarot reading on Obama and his presidency. And so far, it's quite good. My fifth card is the Queen of Pentacles. And the Queen of Pentacles is, you know, could be Michelle Obama, could be Valerie Jarrett, which is his advisor, senior advisor. But in this, it also means success, and I tend to believe that this may be that this card may be signifying success for him as well. All these cards seem to be pointing that way. As far as the Queen of Pentacles is concerned, she specifically signifies a person of integrity and generosity for the completion of a valued project, a job well done, a reward, a happy partnership. Practicality and work ethics bring about results. It's kind of like, I believe it's more of a relationship possibly with Michelle Obama. It's very close. How's the switchboard look? What does that mean? I don't know what you... It looks fine. thank you. Thank you, Cryptic. I appreciate that. But I'm quite surprised that these are coming up as well as they are. But no doubt, the fifth card in this lay represents the... It's a result card. But it's not. It's a minor result card. It's short-term result, and it signifies. And the Queen of Pentacles means several things. But I believe his family life is going well, and there are great things happening. And I think that Michelle Obama may be the center here. Maybe that. Signifies that particular card. The sixth card in this lay, which is a remarkable card, is Knight of Swords. Now, the Knight of Swords, now the sixth card in this particular lay represents the long-term results. And the sixth card must be read with the eighth card, which we will pull up in a short while. But as I'm watching this and looking at this, so far the outlook is a Knight of Swords, which is a card of determination, severe determination, outright determination. But it could also mean great enemies that one must fight. But through his determination... And it could be, unfortunately, that determination could also be ruthless determination to win, and win at all costs. You know, and Obama has proven to have that, which is in a politician can be a virtue, but nevertheless, it's interesting that card is in his sixth position, and that sixth position relates to long-term results. And his determination is quite ferocious. We go on to the seventh card. The seventh card is the Eight of Swords. Now, the Eight of Swords is an interesting card in that it represents holding back. It's a dilemma that of resistance, that you're being pulled one way and yet you're being held back in another way, and it's a struggle that you have. And of course, having that sixth card as a determination card, he's pushing and he's forcing himself out. And he wants to get these things done that he promised to be done, but yet there are things holding him back. In fact, even himself, he's even holding himself back. And we've seen that where he has a tendency to be somewhat of an appeaser and wait for everybody to have their say. And I think he's being torn right now between those two elements. And I think this eighth card will pretty much tell you what's going on. Whoa, that's fascinating. Now, the eighth card is the Six of Swords. I'm going to refer to the text on this because for that to come up with the Knight of Swords, they have to be read together. And the Six of Swords is a card of separation. And this is something that I feel is important to clarify a little better. Six of Swords represents success due to changes and adjustments of thought. A journey of the mind leading to a new horizon, relocation of self, home, or business. Well, of course, we know that he did that, you know, and he moved himself and he moved from his home and everything else. But I think what this is relating to now is his determination is to take this country. And I believe in the Six of Swords, the destiny or the journey that they're taking in this particular card, which represents the family in a boat and a warrior with a cane, with a crook as a shepherd's staff, pulling away, and there's a six swords in front of him, blocking his way there, and he's leaving, he's journeying on. And it's as though we don't want to go the old way. We don't, you know, he doesn't want to go that way. He's leading this country, his family, his everybody, into another direction as the shepherd. And this is a good sign. This is not a bad sign. It's a very positive sign. And his final card, the ninth card, is the Four of Wands. Now the Four of Wands is a interesting card because what it relates to is family, but gatherings, people. It's a rather a personal people card, you know. I will relate to that, but there's a very strong sense of family with Mr. Obama. And the Four of Wands represents you are off to a good start. Projects will be fruitful. A joyous shared experience with those you love will be realized, and a new foundations in yours to build upon. Happy home is in the offing. And I think that's interesting because they seem to be very much making the White House their home, his family. And he's having his Wednesday night parties, and he's doing things that normal people kind of would do, swing set in the backyard and so on, for the kids. But it seems to me that all the fear that we have of Barack Obama, the cards are telling us not to fear, not to fear. And we do have a very strong leader here. Now, I'm reluctant to believe in LS, I believe in any politician, but when I see the cards this way, it gives me great confidence that we are in the midst here of a dramatic change for the better. And Mr. Obama's cards are extremely good, extremely good. Now, what I'm going to do as a follow-up to this is I'm going to do, which I've done before, but I want to do a lay for the country, for the United States. Maybe it'll give us a greater insight as to where we're headed as a country and as a people, as a society. We have a lot of questions there as to what that is. And it's not all based upon the financial situation either. I mean, it has a lot to do with who we are as a people and how we're going to survive this time. And I feel that for some reason it struck me today that it was very important that I might do this, and for my listeners to maybe gain some insight, as well as to gain a little more personal insight myself, because I kind of do this for myself very often. And what I'd like to do is, now I'm going to do a 9-card lay for the United States, for this country, for its future. And again, I have to state that in the tarot reading, tarots are not really long-term. Tarot readings are not really long-term. I mean, I've been told that they're good for 3 months, 6 months, possibly a year. But, you know, they have to be redone. And it's more of a short-term read. But there are others that are, there are other lays that are for a longer or more personal insight. But this I'm going to do tonight is, this next one I'm going to do is on the overall the United States, the future of, the immediate future of the United States. Where are we headed? Is it grim? Is it bad? Is it good? And let's see. Remarkable card came up. A remarkable card. And it is the Strength card. It's the ninth card in the higher arcana, and it's a great card. That's the present strength. You wouldn't think it would come. You'd think with all the bad news out there and everything, it wouldn't be this particular card. But understanding the depth of the tarot, the card of strength shows as the present card. There's great strength right now in this country, and there's great sense. Now, just to answer your question, Cryptic, I have a pre-recorded interview that I did Tuesday night with George on our FM show. And regarding the Mayan calendar, George might call in tonight. If he does, that'd be fine. We'll talk to him. But this particular half-hour interview is more of an update on the Mayan calendar, and we speak about it. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight after this particular reading. But anyway, it's a strength card. And what it is, a test of spiritual grace and physical challenges. Spiritual needs must be addressed in order to dominate in your favor. Strength through forgiveness. Forgiveness brings reconciliation. The spiritual will overcome the physical. So I think that what this card represents to us as a nation, as a society, is the spiritual strength that we have as a nation, was what is carrying us through, because a lot of people are hurting right now. The second card is the Page of Pentacles, which is a remarkable card to be in the second position, because that is essentially, it's a very good card, and it's a card stating that something good will come, money, the economy will turn, things will happen to the positive here that will affect us emotionally as a society. The Two of Swords is the intellectual. Now, the Two of Swords, that is so typical of what's happening right now, which is the clash between the two, the right and the left in this country, the conservative mentality and the liberal mentality. And that's the intellectual card. And boy, is that ever true right now? And that's where we're at right now. There is a clash. There's a major clash. The next card, which is a result card, is the Seven of Swords. Now, the Seven of Swords is a card of fear. It's a fear card, basically. It's what we have right now that seems to be dominating our existence. Our society is a fear. However, our first card is strength and prosperity. And intellectually, we're at crossroads, but in the Seven of Swords is a card of fear, essentially fear. And lessons in communication, recognition of self-sabotage because of unfounded fears and short circuits in communication, the what-if syndrome, only one course to be taken. Let's just do it. And, you know, we're at this fear right now. Everybody's fears, what should we do? What should we do? What should I do? What should I do? Well, the Seven of Swords is, you have four swords. All the swords are five swords are pointing downwards, okay? And two swords are pointing upwards, and you have a figure in the middle of the picture, in the middle of the card, that is pushing away the swords. In other words, they're pushing from fear, they're pushing away the opportunities and the challenges that exist for them, and they're kind of stuck in fear and fright, and they don't know what to do yet. But that's the state right now. That's where we're at, and we are stuck. Intellectually, the ideas are right-left ideas are struggling for dominance. But these cards are good. Now, the fifth card is a wonderful card in that it's the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is a card of industry. It's a card of work. It's a card of very, very important. And it means that we are going to, this card, we are going to be struggling, but we are going to be working. We're going to get out of this mess that we're in, because people are going to work, and they want to work, and they want to show that they can do it. People want jobs, people want work, and that fifth card, that Three of Pentacles, is an extremely important card in this sleigh, in that it represents the will of the people, and the will of the people in this country to work to rebuild their nation. The sixth card, which is also long-term, but has to be read with the eighth card, the sixth card is the Seven of Cups. And the Seven of Cups is a card of uncertainty. All right, it's where we are. Even though we're working and we want to work toward achieving our goals, our long-term results will be determined not only upon our hard work, but upon our courage, basically, lack of fear and and gain of focus. The Seven of Cups represents hard emotional lessons when faced and dealt with responsibly will be diminished. Be prepared to see life through not so rose-colored glasses and get rid of emotionally draining entanglements. It's a time now of our working again, but working toward building a greater country, a greater society, and ridding ourselves of our debts and our meaningless materialism and our bond with the greater good of the society into a more fulfilling unity consciousness. Yes, I will do a reading, Juba. I will do a reading for Collins tonight. I just want to finish this particular reading, and I only have a few more cards. The seventh card is the Chariot. Excellent card, high arcana card, meaning our focus, incredible focus that this country has on its resolve, on resolving itself. And resolving its problems. And I believe we're going to get there. These cards are extremely positive. Not such a good card. Interesting. The eighth card is the Devil card. And a Devil card shows a man and a woman kneeling before the devil in bonds and tied. Bonds. And what the Devil card represents is our bondage to our addictions, our ways, our habits, our these kind of things. And yes, we are addicted to so many things in this country. We're addicted to cheap energy. We're addicted to credit. We're addicted to waste. We're addicted to pollution. We're addicted to, you know, militarism. We're addicted to that. So what has to be, regardless of how many wonderful things may be in this reading, this card between the sixth and the eighth card, which have to be read together, which is our long-term outcome, shows that we may still get there, but it's going to be a hard struggle, and the struggle will be with our addictions. The struggle will be with our habits, with our habitual selves, the bondage that we have to money, to materialism, to the great wealth, you know, the great whatever, and dog-eat-dog mentality that binds us and destroys us, basically destroyed our country. Has worked on destroying it, came darn close. But again, the optimism of these great cards is that the ninth card is the High Priestess. Now, the High Priestess is a card of spiritual guidance. This country is being guided, okay? Its leaders are being guided. We, its people, are being guided toward a positive resolve. And we will work through this, but it's going to depend totally upon the breaking of the bonds and changing our methods of thought, of thinking toward the rest of the world, toward our own people, toward health insurance, toward everything. Okay, these are the intellectual arguments that we're facing right now. These are the ones that have to be resolved in order for us to achieve a great society once again and a great country and rid ourselves of the problems that we have. And that's my reading for this evening and on President Obama and on the country. And it looks very, very positive for Obama. And it looks very, very positive also for the country, provided with the one, provided that we all unite behind breaking the ills that have caused our demise, okay, and the bonds that bind us, the addictions that to this life that we have created on credit and starving the rest of the world, basically. I mean, we use 25% of the energy in the world, and we're only 6% of the population. So, but we do have a High Priestess on our side, and we do have great guidance there. So I think that the cards are leaving us with the message that, yes, there's great hope for the country, but it also depends on, it's going to depend greatly on divine intervention and guidance that we have. And yes, would you like to, I would be happy to do your, if you would call, you've called in, okay. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Are you Jabai Yaguru?
S. Jube,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Would you like a reading tonight, or?
Yes, sir. I had a question.
Sure.
I've talked to a few people off and on about a situation that's happened since January, and something I can't figure out is half the people I've talked to said that this situation is going to go one way, half the people I've talked to said it's going to go another. So I'm a little confused with inconsistencies and things like that.
Is this, can I ask, is this relating to business or personal or what?
A relationship. I was engaged to somebody for about 8 months, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we're split up right now. I mean, I live in a different state, but we don't even have any contact with each other. Just she's going through a lot right now with her parents and things like that, and so
yeah.
They kind of split us up.
Well, let's see what the cards say here before I ask any more questions of you. Sometimes they're remarkable, I'll tell you. They always surprise me. And your name again is?
Kevin.
Kevin. Okay, Kevin. I'm going to do a nine-card lay. Again, I'm rather partial to that. so far. Your first card is the Ace of Swords. Now, I'm assuming... Now, the Ace of Swords is a card of opportunity. Great opportunity, actually. But it's opportunity that's bound in... That's not quite there yet. It's coming. Or you're going for it. But it's not... There's still some entanglements there. And that's your present state. I don't know if you moved away for a job offer or whatever, or you parted, or she did, or whatever, but at this point, the Ace of Swords represents opportunity. And, you know, you're going for something there. I'm going to tell you in just a second here. A lot of times I like to refer to this manual written by the person who signed the cards, Joanne Sherman. And I'm using the Sacred Rose tarot cards. The Ace of Swords is a trial and tribulation bring about a new outlook. Survival of the fittest, separation or dissection from unbeneficial influences, awareness, constructive criticism, a well-thought-out plan, cutting away of ties that bind. So basically, you're creating a new opportunity by breaking away. Now, that could be your breaking away from your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
That may be offering you, it may be a difficult period, but it may be offering you another opportunity either to see the relationship as it is, to either make it better or to, you know, make it, you know, separate. You know, it's like a divorce. Your second card, which is the emotional state, which is very interesting, is the King of Wands. Now, the King of Wands represents a very strong male figure. Now, as a person of action or resolve, a legacy is in the offing, and this is interesting. A good marriage is one of the positive aspects of this card, I think you're at a period of the Ace of Swords is exactly what you're stating. You're now in a flux. You're in a separation. From your girlfriend, but yet it may become a resolve. It may be a period of time where you're really thinking that you love this woman and this is something that you want to pursue. And of course, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, but as the King of Wands represents, it's a good marriage. It's you're a man of action. You know, this is your emotional state right now. The third card, which I'm excited for you about, is the Nine of Pentacles. Now, that's the intellectual. What kind of work do you do, by the way? Or what are you involved with? What's your?
I just started a new job Monday doing computer tech work. I've been trying to land a computer job since 2003 for entry-level tech work. And
right.
I just moved back here, and 1 week after I started putting in applications everywhere, I got a call back on this job. So this job has been a long time in the works.
But you're going to thrive in this intellectually. I think you're going to thrive. Do you find yourself enjoying the work already? Do you find yourself getting into it?
Yeah, it's all I've ever wanted to do. I mean, I've worked all kinds of different jobs, but my heart has always been into computer tech work.
Oh, great!
You know, I've done it a lot on the side, and this is the first actual job opportunity that's become available for somebody that would hire me without.
Yeah, especially in this market, man. That's a good sign. That's a very good sign. And the Nine of Pentacles is an extremely good card for prosperity, wealth, and success. So, and it's in your intellectual area. So, I believe you're going to be pleased with what you have right now. And it's I'm just going to read the direct Johanna's actual meaning here. An ease in the use of one's ability to produce a desired result, attributes of comfort, discernment, and wisdom, a nurturing awareness, a reward received that is far beyond expectation. There you go. You got yourself a job last week in the field that you want, and you will be successful in that job. Now the fourth card, which is the Earth card, which is a remarkable card in itself for your position, for what you're doing right now, because it's a very good card in that it represents family, it represents children, it represents great things. It says, you're off to a good start. Projects will be fruitful. A joyous shared experience with those you love will be realized. A new foundation is yours to build upon, and a happy home is in the offing. I mean, I don't know. That the cards are telling me that you're looking pretty good right now for your relationship as well as your job. Now, the fifth card, man, you're getting great cards. I love seeing this stuff. The fifth card is the Star card, which is the Star of Hope, stating, man, it's okay. This is the result. It's okay to hope. It's okay to look toward the future here. Good card. Card of hope. Opportunity. Sixth card. You got Mr. Obama's sixth card, which is the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords is the card of extreme determination. You're a determined individual, and you're determined to get what you want, get what you need, and you go to all ends to do it. And it's a very good card, but it has one real warning with it, and that is to chill out a little bit. You know, don't make that one driving force everything in your life, because what will happen is it will cause you to neglect all of the other great opportunities that I see here before you, which is the enjoyment of your job, the possibility of a family and a marriage, and great hope. So temper that determination a bit with some joy. Sit back and enjoy what you've achieved a little bit before you decide to climb bigger mountains. Now, the seventh card tells me that you're going to do exactly that, because the second card is the Empress card. Excellent card for you. And it's a nurturing card. It's a card of it's a good card, good, strong, solid card, that not only is it will you begin to enjoy what you've achieved, but it means a rewarding project in the making. Fulfillment of an obligation, a fruition of a goal, nurturing of self or project, a divine protection for a desired goal, the blessing of comfort and ease in labor. So, yeah, you know, you have great determination, great hope, and all your cards look really strong, but that the Empress card or the Mother Earth card is telling me that you're going to be able to lay back a little bit on this. Wow. This is a fantastic card. You just got the World card, which, you know, shows complete balance. Everything is going to work out for you, man. You're going to have a hell of a great life in the very near future. And the final card is the Knight of Pentacles. Now, I see absolutely no misfortune, no bad decisions here at all. In these cards, and looks to me like you, I don't know if you're going to marry this girl or not, but the cards say you're going to get married to somebody, and and the world is smiling on you. I mean, everything's smiling. The Knight of Pentacles sums that up with financial comfort, intellectual, emotional, everything is yours. It's yours at least for the near future, and I would push this out as far as possibly a year, because the cards are so positive. So, does that answer any of your questions?
Just quick question. I was trying to write some of this down. What was the first and second cards? Those are the only two I wasn't able to catch their names.
Oh, first and second. First was the Ace of Swords, all right? Mm-hmm. And the Ace of Swords is a sword is a card that represents opportunity, but it's a tangled opportunity. Meaning, and the way I related it to you was that you broke away from your girlfriend here, and it seems like it's a the Ace of Swords represents the represents the failure in communication, but a breakup kind of in what's happening to you right now. Trial and tribulations bring about a new outlook. Survival of the fittest, separation or dissection from unbeneficial influences, awareness, constructive criticism. You might have had to take some constructive criticism recently. A well-thought-out plan, cutting away of ties that bind. So that first card means that you have broken away from something. You've broken away. You're starting to regenerate, and you're starting to, and you'll see something. You'll see it. You'll come to it. You'll come to the full fruition of that very shortly. And the King of Wands represents your strength and the strength of your decisions, but also it's a card that states good marriage. So there may be a marriage there in your future. And, of course, the other cards all seem to conform with that same idea. The Nine of Pentacles, which is success in your job, financial success, and the Four of Wands, which is family, friends, you know, building a foundation, future. And fifth card is the card of hope, which is the Star card. Sixth card is the card of determination, Knight of Swords, extreme determination, which is you. The seventh card is the Empress card, which is the nurturing card, the Mother Earth card, states that you are protected there. You must balance your determination with laying back a little bit and enjoying what you already have. And the eighth card, very, very good card, which is the World card, which means great success for you. You're going to, you may do some traveling, but more so, I think you're creating, you've got great balance there. You've got a good balance, and you're going to succeed because of that. And in the and your last card confirms that. The ninth card confirms that with the Knight of Pentacles, stating that, that you know you're intellectually, emotionally, financially, you're balanced and you're on the right track, whatever you're doing. So, you know that's my reading for you. You can kind of take it from there as to kind of put the pieces together in the way your life is headed. But as a simple reader, I'm looking at your at very very positive, extremely positive cards. Does that sound good?
Yes, sir. It's just the way things are right now. I mean, her parents actually, like I said, her parents split us up or whatnot back in January, and I've had very, very little communication with her. I've had two phone calls.
Well, you know, see what happens. Don't pursue it. The best thing, you know, let it pursue you. You know, if she wants you back, she'll come back to you. But in the meantime, consider the cards are saying that you're right now you're in a period of pork. You're not communicating, but it's a period of trial and tribulation. A period of you know you just started a new job. Okay, you have a lot of plans. Get yourself established in this career. You know, whatever the parents might be, I don't know who they are, but what reason they have of not wanting her with you, but generally parents, being parents, they usually had some, you know, they usually have a fear or something that they don't like or something that they don't understand. And it's, is she the only child or?
No, there's a younger brother who's got some mental problems.
Oh. Well, yeah, they're probably a bit overprotective there of her, so, and they don't want to see her leave. But, you know, give it time. Don't sweat it. Run your life. And as, you know, there's a great saying that, and in fact, I don't know if you know anything about Ralph Waldo Emerson, but he stated, you don't have to chase anything. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but you don't have to chase anything that is meant to come to you, all right? So in other words, whatever is meant for you to have, you will have. It's predestined. It's the way it is, and I believe that was out of the Oversoul. You might want to look that up. I highly advise you to read something on Emerson's essays. They're a great inspiration to great spiritual inspiration. And but don't pursue anything that, you know, pursue your job. Don't let your emotional state destroy your chances of your job, your new job. If you're meant to get together with her, it'll happen. Just have faith that it's going to happen. These things usually work out. And according to your sixth card, you're so damn determined to succeed. I don't see any problem there for you. You'll get the girl. All right.
My biggest, even though we're not talking or whatnot, you have a lot of this makes perfect sense, because if you could read my mind and or just be me for 5 minutes, you would know how determined I am to have her back in my life.
Well, there you go. I mean, that card says it all there. All right. So, but just don't let it. Just don't become a stalker. You know what I mean? Just be normal and let it happen. That's the important thing. Let it happen. It will happen. All right.
So
I've got about 10 minutes left. Does anybody have? Did you have any other question, or is there anybody else that wanted a reading? I could do another reading.
I think that covers it for me.
Okay. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, and stop by any time. We'll do another one. We'll do an update for you in a couple of weeks if you want.
Sir, I appreciate it very much.
All right. Would anybody else like to, Cryptic, would you like a reading, or anybody else that's out there? Paranormal? Okay. You can just call in and let me know. I don't think we're not going to have time for for George's. George, if you're out there listening, sorry, you didn't get a chance to do your interview, but we'll play that next week, or we'll play it another time soon. Is there any questions anyone has? Thank you, Chibur. Thank you. Anybody else that I can help tonight read something for you? Besides reading a book. No, not you? Okay. Anyway, I appreciate you stopping by tonight. I hope you had some fun. Let me see. I'm going to do an anonymous reading here for someone out there who just said, not me. I'm going to do a three-card reading in case you're wondering what's good, bad, or indifferent going to happen in your life. Let's see. Actually, the cards are funny because whoever wants this reading will get it. Okay. King of Cups. Nine of Swords. Page of Wands. All right, somebody out there had an emotional event in their life. And the Nine of Swords, they said it was a very shameful, very self-effacing kind of thing that embarrassed you and hurt you. Embarrassed you. Page of Wands states, that's okay. You're going to work through it. You needed to get there. It needed to happen for you to be able to move on. So that's for whoever wants that one, you can have it. I'm leaving it anonymous. But whatever, it's a good reading. It's difficult. You had to face some difficult times recently, but Page of Wands states, don't worry about it. It's good. You're going to work through it, and good fortune will come from it. So, thank you. And I'm not even in the same state anymore, so that could help her to get away from it. Okay. Well, I got to tell you, yeah, just stay clear. Let it happen. I say it's taken 3 years so far. I don't know if I'm following this. That's right, you did. You gave it all. So let it happen. Just let it happen. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. And Cryptic, thank you for joining us tonight, and everybody else who came in, Paranormal, and we appreciate it. You're still working through your difficulties. I'd be happy to do a reading for you. We don't have to do it publicly, if you'd like. But I want to thank everybody for joining me. We've got a couple of minutes left. That's it. I'm reading your messages here. I'm not sure I'm following them, but if there's anything we can do for you, Cryptic, let me know if you want a private reading. My email address, by the way, is lasteeltv@yahoo.com. Again, that's lasteel, S-T-E-E-L, TV, @yahoo.com. And you can contact me there, and I'll be happy to do a private reading for you. No charge. Come on. Happy to do it for you. So thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you have a pleasant evening. And tomorrow night we will be with George Dixon the full hour. And again, George, if you're listening out there, sorry I didn't get the chance to play it, but Spirit said we had to do this tarot reading tonight. So thanks, everybody. And have a pleasant evening. And I'm going to be signing out. Good night.